there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Evening Europe, and welcome to this week's edition of the Eurovision Song. It is the Playlist.
Baby, I can't wait to know. Believe me, I'll always be there. So
Daddy Fryer, Think About Things, and this is the Playlist. And what you heard before that was Marc-Antoine Charpentier with the prelude to Te Deum, because this is a classy joint here on the Playlist, where I'm Darren, and this week's theme is Europe Vision. So, not just Europe, not just Eurovision, it is what it is. It comes as you find it. We've got some absolutely cracking tunes in tonight. And I know I say that every week because, well, every week it's true, isn't it? But yeah, this week is no exception. Some absolutely astonishing tunes in this week's show. You heard Daddy Freya with Think About Things. That was suggested by Moth Ninja, I think that was. Yeah, sorry, I've changed my setup a little bit and I've lost my information. Let me find my information. This is what you tune in for, a guy looking for information. Moth Ninja. It was actually suggested by a couple of people, but Moth Ninja gets that one. Ahead of that, like I said, Marc-Antoine Charpentier. That was the music that is used over Eurovision. It's the theme for the European Broadcasting Union. And so there you go. I learned that this week, actually, when it was suggested by White Wolf. So thank you, White Wolf, for that. This next one was suggested by Sheepnik and is very, very French. Or is it?
J'ai fait checker ma tête par un jumbo jet. C'était pas simple. Mais rien n'est simple, non. Woo! When I'm feeling in my cell, woo! And I'm fixing my needle, woo! Well, I lie and I may say hello all the time, and I never shower it out. Please don't make that. Quand j'étais jeune, pas mon problème, pas de problème.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
It is a little fresh cut grass and it's filling up my senses, and the sun is shining down on the blossoms of the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in her left in this world.
Don't go, don't leave now, now, now. While the sun is fine,
stick around, laugh a while. And I lie warm on soft sandy beaches, and my toes are submerged in the water, and it feels good. Children playing, building castles on the shoreline, like a painting that love and Lord. It feels so fine.
Don't go, don't leave now, now, now. While the sun smiles,
stick around, laugh a while, yeah. Blue Sirocco blowing warm into my face. The sun is shining on the underside of the bridges, and the cars going by with smiles in the windows. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of the gatepost, and the black cat keeps telling me, look, it's on its way. Yeah, there's a black cat lying in the shadow of the gatepost, and the black cat tells me, look, it's on its way.
Don't go,
Hothouse Flowers there, Don't Go. That was originally released in 1987, but they played it during the interval in for the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest, and that's what ended up making it a phenomenal, huge international hit. So fair play to the Hothouse Flowers, and even more fair play to Sheza T for suggesting that. Thank you very much, Sheza, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Jean Toujours with their version of Song 2, as suggested by Sheep Nick. Thank you, Sheep Nick. So yeah, this week's theme is Europe Vision, where it seems to be kind of an equal mix of songs about Europe, songs by European artists, and songs that were featured in Eurovision, or, you know, were contesting in Europe. You know what I mean. Shut up, Darren. And as I said on Mastodon earlier, the beauty of Eurovision songs is that they're capped at 3 minutes, which means I can play much more. I have 30 songs in tonight's running order, and, well, deity willing, I will play all of them. May his noodly appendages shine upon me. What you're hearing right now, by the way, was suggested by Rollo Treadway and is the Durity column with Belgian Friends. You see what he did there? I do, and I liked it. That's why I'm playing it and talking all over it. Sorry, Vinny. Right, this next one was suggested by Sod's Lawyer and is an absolute corker, because I genuinely don't think I have ever heard this version of this song before. Well, until I was putting the show together. Enjoy some Billy Ocean with European Queen.
And all heads turn, cause the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein
Priest.
Mighty Japan there with European Sun. Japan, not actually from Japan, I know. That was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. Sharon Gascoigne. And this is the playlist where I'm enunciating as clearly as I always do. Welcome along, and thank you for joining us if this is your first time as a live Clive. Indeed, first time listening. It's always nice to have people along. Yeah, so ahead of Japan was Billy Ocean, as suggested by Sod's lawyer, and that was European Queen, which, as it turns out, I knew this was the case, but I don't think I've ever heard it. But European Queen was released in 1980... Let me have a look at my notes here. 1984. But it didn't do anything, really. So they re-recorded it as African Queen and as Caribbean Queen, and guess which one hit? It was Caribbean Queen, then went on to win a Grammy. So yeah, there you go. A little bit of history and knowledge. Constantly caring, as Craig Charles would say. Constantly caring about your musical education, but I won't steal his strap lines, because I'm sure I can come up with some of my own. For example, I was chatting to Davey Bot earlier, and said something about if you're having fun, then that's not the point of the playlist. Serious business here. Anyway, So I've got some great tunes coming up tonight. Some absolute bangers as well. And I'm not just saying that. It genuinely is. There's some really weird stuff in tonight as well, so I'm quite looking forward to playing that. Anyway, I'm going to play... This one was Denmark's entry in 2013 and is Emily DeForest with Only Teardrops, and it is fine. I mean, it's more than fine, it's great.
The sky's red tonight. We're on the edge tonight. No shooting star to guide us. Eye for an eye. Why tear each other apart? Please tell me why. Why do we make it so hard? Look at us now. We only got ourselves to blame. It's such a shame. How many times can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between? Face me now, here on this stage tonight. Let's leave the past behind us. Eye for an eye, why tear each other apart? Please tell me why. Why do we make it so hard? Look at us now. We only got ourselves to blame. It's such a shame. Tell me. Can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between us? Only teardrops. How many times do we have to fight? How many times do we get it right between us? Only teardrops. What's come between us? What's come between us? Only teardrops. What's come between us? Can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between us? Only teardrops. How many times do we have to fight? How many times do we get it right between us? Only teardrops. Only
Love it. Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Hello, everybody. My name is Verka Sirdyuchka. Me, English, Nick Fierstein. Let's speak dance.
Sieben, sieben, alulu, sieben, sieben, eins, zwei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, eins, zwei, drei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, sieben, sieben, eins, zwei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, eins, zwei, drei.
Racing, wasn't it? That was Verka Sirdyuchka with Dancing Lasha Tumbai, which came second in the song contest in 2007, missing out on the top spot to Serbia. And well, can I admit to something a little bit embarrassing? I didn't realise that Verka Sirdyuchka was a drag act until this week. I think I just wasn't paying attention. Also, it came out in 2007, and I wasn't really watching it in 2007, though I was aware of its existence, and I was probably just being really snarky about it back then. But I have since grown up and stopped being an arse, as I have in many on many things. Ahead of that was Kate Ryan with Je t'adore, Belgium's entry in 2006, where, well, she had no hope of winning that year because that was the year that Lordi smashed it and won. So, bad news for Kate Ryan and indeed everybody else. But good news for Lordi with Hard Rock Hallelujah, which was suggested this week but hasn't made it into the running order because, well, everybody knows that track, don't they? And ahead of that was Emily DeForest, Denmark's winning entry from 2013. I do have a few more actual Eurovision tracks coming up later on, but not just yet. Yeah, I've got the next track, very good. The next track, well, I'm going to let you enjoy the next couple. This one in particular. This is Neil Points with Nil Point.
Mufana ka fa me shimoda. Wan fore fa de famola. Wu fa me to fan chiro fe. Ma fun sento wan to pe. Fu ka fam fan chinto a. Dream boy kama wabudu. Mita wate mo kera pate. Wu para kin se wa wala pote. Miu pwa. 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 Miu pwa.
And the only prescription is
the priest.
Hey, Mr. Eurovision Song Contest Man, would you like to hear my song? Bing, bang, bong. Inky, pinky, parlez-vous, wunderbar, ooh la la, olé.
Bum, 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 bum.
man. Would you like to hear my song? Bing, bang, bong. Inky, pinky, parlez-vous? Wunderbar, ooh la la. Olé.
The mighty, mighty Neil Innes with Hey Mr. Eurovision Song Contest Man from 1982, as suggested by PRL at Hackyderm. So thank you very much, sir, for that. Or madam, or that. I don't know, actually. I did presume your gender. I do apologise. This is The Playlist, and I am Darren, a hateful bigot. You are listening to DJ Darren.site, which is not a radio station, so don't expect any more of this kind of shenanigans and fripperies after I've finished. Although, we do have an interesting new development that we're going to try out after the show this week. But I won't necessarily be involved, but wait until you'll find out later on. Ahead of that was Neil Points with Neil Poix, who I have been asked to inform the Utes that are listening that he will be playing the Balta Festival on the 22nd to the 25th of May in Chepstow. By announcing that, I have proof that I am down with the kids and very, very cool and indeed hip. I believe Heapy was involved in the production of that track, which was submitted to be Britain's entry, or the UK's entry, to Eurovision, which sadly did not make it there, which I think it should have, because it is a genuine banger. And I mean that wholeheartedly. It was a really great track. I really enjoyed that. What you're listening to right now is Bjorn Road with Tour de Pyrenees, as suggested by Revian for a bed. It's very relaxing. It's very nice, don't you think? It'll be on one of the playlists that Troggy puts together, or indeed has put together. I actually got the tunes over early this time. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Art McCrae and is a stone cold banger. You know what it is.
playlist.
No man, 'tis a remorseless eating machine.
Michelle and old boys.
gradually wane. And I recall that you were mine in those Corinthian days.
Suggested by Opinionated Geek, that was Gary Moore and Phil Linnitz. Phil Linnitz? I never know how to pronounce that. Anyway, him with Parisian Walkways. Ahead of that was Berlin with Take My Breath Away, who I was just saying on the chat at djdarren.site that I actually had no idea where Berlin were from. So I just went and looked on their Wikipedia article. Now, considering I'm a bit of a music nerd, right? I literally only know one Berlin song, and looking at this, I'm estimating that there are 25 members of in the members and past members bit on Wikipedia. That is an unfeasible number of members for a band who only had one big single. And down with this sort of thing. That was suggested by Troggy. So thank you, Troggy, who, by the way, did the artwork that you can see flickering away on the screen in a rather lovely way. That will be a static version of that with the artwork for the upload this week. So round of applause for Troggy. Ahead of that was M with Pop Music, suggested by Aunt McRae. Thank you very much, Andy, for that suggestion. This next one was suggested by Ian Robinson, and I'm shocked to announce is not Queen. This is Kate Bush with O England, My Lion Heart.
O England, my lion heart, I'm in your garden, feeding fast in your arms. The soldiers open, the war is over, the air it shelters, a blooming clover. Green umbrellas fill the lanes, my land and bridge in vain again. Oh, England, my lion heart, Peter Pan steals the kids in Kensington Park. You read me Shakespeare, the rolling tones that only the poet that never ever ends. All thumping hearts, hold the ravens in, keep the tower from tumbling. carpet fire to my funeral bash. Give Mel a kiss in apple blossom. Give Mel a wish and I'd be wassailing in the ocean. My English rose, oh, with my shepherd.
The one and only Kate Bush. This is The Playlist. I am DJ Darren. Your theme this week is Europe Vision, and this is Caroline Henderson.
The same flesh and Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and...
This is your reminder that you listen to the playlist at your own risk. If you do experience any melting faces, then that is entirely on you. No compensation will be forthcoming. That was Kaja, Cha Cha Cha, and this is Asian Dub Foundation.
Keep banging at the wall.
Keep banging, keep banging on the wall. Keep banging, keep banging on the wall.
Well, wasn't that lovely? That was Asian Dub Foundation with Fortress Europe, as suggested by Nikki Quote. And ahead of that was Kaja with Cha Cha Cha. And I donned the big bright green, whatever the hell that was, just while I was bopping around to that track in the studio. Sadly, there's no video footage of this happening, otherwise I would share it. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is Eurovision, because it's Eurovision week. Oh yes, the semi-finals start tomorrow. Tomorrow and Thursday, and then the final is on Saturday. And while I'm not one to condone drinking, I will be on Saturday. We were supposed to be going to visit friends in Scotland, and sadly they're not available this weekend now, so Troggy and I are just going to get leathered on the sofa and shitpost about Eurovision on the internet, and it will be wonderful. Genuinely love it. It has genuinely become a huge high point of my year, the Eurovision. I love it so much. Right, anyway, yeah, so less waxing of lyricals around here. This next track was suggested by White Wolf and is very short indeed, although not the shortest track I've played. Oh, and I meant to say, by the way, that the opening track tonight, the Marc-Antoine Charpentier, is by far and away the oldest piece of music I've played on the show. I only mention it because I just remember White Wolf suggested it. That's from 1692, so I think that beats some of the other old tracks I've played. Anyway, this one isn't from 1692. This one is from 2003 and is a band I was completely unaware of until now, called iFarm. And this is Bill Shatner Speaks Esperanto. Do you?
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high.
That was iFarm, Bill Shatner Speaks Esperanto. Do you? Well, do you? Do you? I don't. Right, coming up now is... I should probably put my bed music on, otherwise I sound naked. Don't want a naked DJ, Darren, do you? Absolutely not. So coming up now, I've got a double bill from this next band, purely because there's one track that I couldn't not play because it was the track that was suggested, plus another one that was suggested by Patrick, who kindly donates his stream bandwidth to me of a Monday evening, still, because I haven't got around to setting up my own server yet. He suggested several tracks by this band, including the one that I'm going to be playing next. So, sit back and enjoy this one by Europe. What could the next one be? It's a mystery. We'll be right back. Well, I hope you enjoyed that 10 minutes plus of Europe, fine red hot European action. Europe are apparently, so I was told on Mastodon the other day, but I can't remember who it was that told me, Europe are the only band named after a continent who are from the continent from which they are named. America weren't entirely from the Americas, and Asia were not at all from Asia. There could be others, I don't know. Is there a band called Australasia? I don't know. South America? Possibly not. Anyway, there you go. Europe, the final countdown, suggested by basically everybody, but also Cara. So thank you very much, Cara. And ahead of that was Europe with Seven Doors Hotel, which was their first single, apparently. I have to admit, I don't know much about Europe beyond the final countdown, which we had on a CD when my mum first bought a stereo system back in, God, it would have been about 1989. We got our first CD player. And there was an orchestral version of that on this CD that came with it. And I loved it because it was the only CD we had. Oh, it was a different time. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and this is a bunch of old nonsense, but I'm enjoying myself, and that's fine. This is The Playlist. Our theme this week is Europe Vision, and this next track was suggested by Seven Sleepers Music and is very, very odd. So sit back and enjoy J.J. Burnell's Ode to Joy / Do the European.
We'll be right back. have been born in Tokyo or Delhi. I could have been born in New York or Sydney. I could have been a post-war East Berliner. But I was born a European-isher. Give me some Rhine wine. Give me a good time. Give me a tooth time. Give me it too sweet.
Listeners here on the playlist will know of Guffo and how Guffo tends to suggest tunes that are, shall we say, abrasive. There's a man who loves his metal and his thrash. And that was suggested by Guffo. That was Erotic with Max. Don't Have Sex with Your Ex from, when was that from? 2005? No, that must have been earlier than 2005. Must have been. Anyway, I have apparently not written that one down right. So, yeah. Well, it was good though, wasn't it? It was a banger. And yeah, cheesy Europop. That's that. That was why he suggested it. Ahead of that was JJ Bernal, with Ode to Joy / Do the European, which had the most hypnotic bass line. It was wonderful. I really enjoyed that. I'm going to go and listen to more of that kind of thing, which is to say, the Stranglers. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and this next one was suggested by Rollo Treadway, Rollo himself, Monsieur Rollo, out there in listener land. And this is Go-A with Shum. Excellent pronunciation there, Darren.
Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Thank you.
of Christmas.
It's much more 1994 than that. Every single genre. What genre is that? Yes. That was K2 with De Berg Ruft. Or Bear Grylls, as it sounded like. Whoever pointed that out in the chat room, djdarren.site. That was K2, De Berg Ruft, as suggested by Arakin. So thank you very much, Arakin. Ahead of that was Goa with Shum, suggested by Rollo Treadway, which was the... that was the year that... So that was the year that Ukraine came fifth with that. Maneskin won Eurovision for Italy. And that was the year, one of the years, that the United Kingdom got nil points with James Newman. Remember James Newman? No, you don't. Of course, that was the makeup year, because obviously 2020 didn't happen. There was no Eurovision that year, which was a desperate shame. And so Daddy Freya was robbed 2 years running by COVID. And James Newman got to perform two songs, and no one remembers either of them. But I'm sure he's out there enjoying life. And hey, he's been on Eurovision more times than I have. This is, oh, by the way, this is Warrington Runcorn New Town Development Plan with Europa Boulevard. Thank you very much to Rollo Treadway for suggesting this for a bed. Lovely stuff. This was suggested by Marquest and is, well, you know what this one is.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht gerade an mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons, dass sowas von sowas kommt.
Radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you can
play this
on that radio. This ends and I made it.
Ich möchte alles sehen. Ich möchte die Welt sehen. Ich möchte alles sehen. Ich möchte die Welt sehen. I want to see everything. I want to see the world. I want to see everything. I want to see the world.
Of that tune. That was sparkling with I Want to See Everything, as suggested by Davybot. From 2019, the loveliness of that tune is in direct inverse proportion to the horror of the artwork for that tune. If you're not into eye contact, please feel free to look it up, but don't blame me for the recoil that you might feel. Sparkling, I Want to See Everything. Lovely tune though, really, really lovely. I'm going to listen to more of their stuff because I enjoyed that. Ahead of that was, of course, Nina, 99 Luftballon. Not red balloons, that was only for the English. Yeah, so there you go. Lots of chat about that on djdarren.site. Informative, incisive chat. Something about Scheisse balloons as well, but I don't know what that means because I'm English and I don't speak any other languages. These next two were suggested by Swissler. I don't know quite how I've managed to put both of his suggestions one after the other, but it's just the luck of the draw, I suppose. But I'll be back after this next one to tell you more stuff. This is Fleet Foxes with the lovely Mykonos.
Slam loud and rolls up a cloud of dust on earth.
God, I love that track. That's Fleet Foxes with Mykonos, suggested by Swisslet. I lied, actually, when I said I was going to play two Swisslet tracks in a row. I'm not. I've taken an executive decision on account of... Tonight is an exciting night for Steve Nixon, long of this parish, who in just 6 minutes' time starts his brand new radio show over on labr.online. So I don't want to hang around and make anybody else have to hang around and miss any of his show. So I'm going to just shunt the other Swisslet suggestion over to the extra playlist. I'm sure Troggy won't mind doing that last little bit of work. I should probably ask them. Anyway, next week's theme is... Hang on a second. Next week's theme is... hungover. Because I probably still will be. Yeah, because it's Eurovision on Saturday night. I probably will still be hungover on Monday because I am old now and that's what happens. So, I've run out of time now, so I've got time for one more tune, I'll be back next week with a hangover to play songs about being hungover or whatever, you know, whatever that sparks in your neurons. I'm going to leave you with one last track that was suggested by me, actually, because I love this track enormously. It's the second song I've played, not tonight, but in recent weeks, from the Fire Saga Eurovision movie, which is far better than it had any right to be. I am not, sadly, playing Ya Ya Ding Dong. No, I'm sorry, I cannot play Ya Ya Ding Dong. However, I can play this one because I love it so, so much. So, thank you very much for joining me once again this week. I'll be back next Monday, 7 till 9, and I will leave you with the beautiful sounds of Will Ferrell. And I know, Will Ferrell and My Marianne with Husavik. Enjoy.
This great big world before me, but it's all for someone else. I've tried and tried again to let you know just where my heart is, to tell the truth and not pretend. All I needed was to get away, just to seen and to be heard.